South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Nick Lloyd, Professor of Modern Warfare at King's College London. His new book is The Eastern Front. And this is a vast story, many moving parts. The damage to civilization is profound. It's a measure that we're still dealing with the results. The Second War dealt with it. The Cold War dealt with it. And here in the 21st century, it's not immaterial to historians that the battles are back in the same zones between Russia and Western Europe. But we go now to Russia itself. A man named Kerensky, who's a cabinet officer, not a commander, but quite amazingly, the intention is to continue the war against Germany and Austria-Hungary, despite the switch from the Tsar to the Duma, to cabinet ministers. How was that presented to the troops, Nick? How did they hear that?
Well, it obviously has a very unsettling effect, the abdication of the Tsar. Russian troops have sworn an oath to the safety of the Romanovs, and so when they're released from that oath, it essentially releases them from duty, and so it's very unsettling. The new provisional government is in weak foundations from the very beginning, and it's having to... It's basically held up by socialists, radical socialists in Petrograd that really control the streets and can control the Duma. And so, Kerensky is a minister of war. He's a radical in some respects, but he takes over and works with the prime minister and works with the group there to try and keep the war going, because they believe they just have to, or else the revolution or the abdication of the Tsar won't be sustained. And so in some ways they're fighting for the revolution. They're fighting for a new Russia. There is some hope that, now Russia is almost overnight a democracy, or at least it's got a lot of democratic aspects that it didn't have before, that this will mean the Russians will fight on with greater spirit. They'll fight for new gods. They will fight for freedom in a way that they hadn't. But obviously this does not ever really happen, and so the Russian army begins to deconstruct. It begins to fall to pieces. They abolish the death penalty for desertion or mutiny, and that is one of the key aspects, that you begin to see desertions increase rapidly, and then you get lynching of officers, or fragging of officers, we might call it. And so the army, by the spring of 1917, the army is beginning to essentially implode.
The implosion will also consider paranoia. Kerensky is certain there's a plot against him. And it gets extremely confusing who's inside and who's outside of these conspiracies, because a lot of people talk about it. There's a general named Kornilov, and then there's a general named Krimov who kills himself because he's loyal to the Tsar. Many suicides throughout your book, Nick, and it reminds that the men who fought these wars, especially the officers, had a spiritual connection to the land that no longer translates into modern terms. It's as if their purpose was broken when the state was broken, or they were asked to break the state. Is that how to read it now? Their spiritual attachment to empire shattered them.
Yeah, it's a great break. And obviously what you have is there is a group of officers led by Kornilov are increasingly concerned about the direction of travel and want to essentially take on the socialists and increasingly the Bolshevik party. Then Lenin comes back in April. They want to take on these people, use the army to smash the radical socialists and restore order in that sense. And so they're concerned that if these people continue, the war will collapse and then the empire will be ripped apart. And so they have to take it. So there isn't the ins and outs of the so-called Kornilov affair are actually still quite difficult to unpick today. But essentially, Kerensky allies with the Bolsheviks and imprisons Kornilov and tries to ride the tiger, as it were, to ride the radicals to maintain power. And, you know, he talks about this coup from the right, this right-wing coup, as this is going to be crushed and everything. But ultimately, this just weakens the state even more. And it means that even more officers, more senior officers, are looking at Kerensky and the provisional government as not being on their side, and actually being very, very dangerous. And of course, this weakens the support for Kerensky's regime. He takes over. And ultimately, there is really no one to defend the regime when the Bolsheviks turn on their masters and then mount the coup d'etat in November of 1917. And then Kerensky flees. And so it's a really, the sort of the empire really dies with a whimper and not with a bang.
The book is The Eastern Front. Nick Lloyd is the author. When we come back, the double curse of Caporetto and the Winter Palace, November 1917. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.